Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
To go.
Oh, I thought you were like, you need to go poop.
I probably will at some point. We're recording.
Are we podcasting?
Sorry. So everybody knows about my bowels situation.
Hey, there's no way to start a podcast in a more sexy space than talking about what happens.
You
in
know
here.
What you're getting. There's no place to go but up from here.
Yeah, but we are out of May. We are into June.
Are we podcasting?
We are podcasting.
Okay. We are podcasting right now. Great.
And I feel like we've made it through the storm, y'all. Feel like a sense of relief that we have made it through May.
We still have my kids still have a couple, because they're LAUSD.
Right.
They still have a couple days left. And I'm telling you, I don't care if they just clock in at some point and they're over
right.
there. I don't care if they get there on time, if they leave early. I don't think anybody cares, honestly.
I don't think anybody cares. They're all watching movies.
It feels like time has stopped about 2 weeks ago and it's just snailing. So I don't care. Delilah said to me today, she was like, Mom, you're going to make me, you know how if they don't get a shower at night, their hair is like extra wet somehow?
Because it's grease.
It was so wet this morning that her entire shirt had this like ring on it. And I was like,
I don't
you
care.
Can go to school. No, I was like, let me blow dry the ends like just a little bit. She goes, you're going to make me late for school. I go, what if I ever made you late for school?
You're gonna make yourself late. You look like you just got out of a torrential like downpour, and then all the judgment's gonna go on you. So
I know they're gonna think that you're with like that Peanuts character with the cloud following them around. That's what it looked like. She was so soaking wet.
Can I just say that dealing with my daughter's hair has become a whole thing.
It's a thing, yeah.
I had to discipline Eleanor, and I was trying so hard not to start laughing because I don't think I'm going to describe this right. So Eleanor has really long hair. It's like down to her butt.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have super thick hair. So the second that stuff gets greasy, which is about 2 days, it looks wet, and I always say that she starts to look like Jack Black.
Yeah.
So she has this hair.
It's the ring hair.
It's like, and it's also like she's a Hessian, you know? It's like behind her ears, and she's like, she should wear like, you know, like a Ramones t-shirt. And I'm like, okay.
It gives me a glimpse into what her college might look like.
Oh, God, just don't let me. I can't ever do a surprise drop by because she will have literally gross hair. Okay, so let me just say this, and I'll say it fast. She is trying to do all this preppy stuff with her hair, which I appreciate, but it takes a long time. So now we have a pool, and I'm like, we are using this pool
for hair washing,
for bathing, for hair
it's
washing.
It's
the summer plan. But I mostly just want her to be active and Finn in her home. I'm like, go get in the pool, go get in the pool. You don't need to be sitting here watching TV, go get in the pool. And she will hold her hair up on the side and then get in the water. And I go, get in the water. And then she'll go like this. And she'll only get halfway on the water.
This is the important part.
And I go,
drop top of her head.
Your hair. And she's like, I don't want to have to wash it. And I'm like, I am not spending the summer trying to outrun whether you want to wash your hair or not.
Yeah.
Just know you're going to be in the pool all of the time.
Yes.
All of the time.
Let me share with you a not great mom moment. Let's dig into it.
Yes.
We're going to have some summer cocktails.
Jenny made
here.
Some cocktails.
This one you've had before, but I had never made it myself before, and I don't know if I made it right, but it's a French 75. That might
delicious.
Is my new one. But I read a Good couple job. Articles on summer cocktails, and this was on one of them. So I'm like,
Jen was
oh,
like,
great.
I really had to do some studying.
Yeah, it was hard.
Really hard.
I'm nervous too, because Kristen bartended, and I've only been on one side of the bar.
It's delicious. You did great. It's
I
delicious.
Did? You like it?
Yeah.
And it has gin in it, which normally I don't like.
I think gin is very underrated.
Well,
you get into like some of these gins with like florals. What's the one? Hendrix.
Okay.
We'll do it's a bouquet of different kinds of florals
Ooh,
in there.
Okay.
And you put a little something in there to cut it, like champagne or even a little bit of sugar.
This has Prosecco.
Does it have Prosecco?
Do Prosecco or champagne, yeah.
It really is a delightful liqueur, a liquor. Like, and I love a good gin and tonic on the golf course because I'm a 72-year-old retired man.
Not shockingly, what I learned about gin is if you don't drink the rot gut stuff, it actually tastes good. So this is like, this is Plymouth gin.
Listen, I'm a martini drinker. I can tell you that I like a certain martini vodka, but if you put vodka and cranberry and you give it to me, I'm not going to know that that shit is pop off. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
But gin, you're like, my life isn't good.
My neighbor went to a party at a Rupert Murdoch's place over on Getty.
Rupert Murdoch?
I would
have
been.
The guy who?
Yeah.
Who scandalized everybody?
The fox. No, you're thinking of Madoff.
Oh.
Rupert Murdoch is the media mogul.
Like, that guy stole from Kevin Bacon. How dare you go to a party?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything.
But Rupert Murdoch?
She said his name, and I was like, that's a rich person. And she was like, I would have been in the bathroom just sweeping the counter, like putting everything.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been so just into my handbag. But
I remember when I first moved to L.A., I'd never been in a house like this. It was in like one – I was an assistant, and I was asked to drop something off. And I went into this house, and it was – looked like a bank. It was – literally like the biggest ceiling. It literally looked like I was walking into a bank, and I was like, somebody lives here. And so I went into the bathroom, and there was this like bar of soap, and it looked like a piece of coal, and it was like weird soap. And I was like, I wonder how much this soap is worth. I literally thought about stealing it. I was like, if I steal this
expensive. Yeah.
And I could sell it, you guys will never miss it. But you got eight bars of this fancy ass weird soap.
They were like, that poor peasant girl needed soap to clean her body, and she took the bad stuff too.
Hey man, we all used to take toilet paper from the improv when we'd go do comedy over there. Laura Davis would stuff her bag full, and she was not poor. She just would steal toilet paper.
Just cheap. That's hilarious. Yeah. Couldn't have been great quality.
It wasn't great quality. One time she's walking out really fast. She's like, I got to go. I was like, where are we going so fast? She's like, I got to leave. And I opened her, and it wasn't the roll of toilet paper. She had loosely toilet paper in there. And I was like, how can I just buy you a roll of toilet paper? How bad is it?
Isn't that bad? Yeah.
It's not that bad. You guys, summer.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Delicious. I did have to say a thing about getting bathing in the pool, which I totally live by.
Oh, I'm such a fan of that.
Me too. So a friend of mine brought Delilah to go swim. And she was like, text me. She goes, I'm sorry. I don't know what you guys have afterwards, but she's not going to have time to rinse off and shower before I bring her home. Like, I go,
that's fine.
But she was just in the pool.
Yeah.
I don't care. She goes, it's a saltwater pool. I'm like,
still don't care. Still don't care.
It still counts as getting clean. She's like, well, it might be itchy. I'm like, no, listen.
Still don't care. Lotion.
I didn't shower after lake water, okay?
Oh, my God.
I'd smell like a garbage can.
100%. Right. We'd go like 8 days when we would go camping without – I mean, you'd kind of shower if you were at a campsite that had one of those like outdoor weirdo things, but I didn't want to run into one of those bros on the campgrounds.
Oh, God, no, not to be trusted. Absolutely.
Not to be trusted. You're like,
the guy's not, he doesn't even have a tent. He's got a Datsun he pulled up in a blanket, like tied to a tree, and he's just using the place to
shower. Meanwhile, my parents are like, want to join us for dinner?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
can you keep eyes on her while we're going to go skeet shoot? Do you mind if we...
I leave my daughter here? She's really obnoxious. Yeah. She really, we want to go fishing. She wants to...
that's free. We want to do that, so...
Or golf carts, go-karts, which were so fun.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Those go-kart races or whatever, or tracks... They had hay bales around the side,
They'd
go 75 miles per hour. We're all going to die.
They had like a souped up, like a lawnmower engine, you know, that some drunk guy with a
cigarette.
And a
seatbelt would go between your crotch.
If there was a seatbelt.
If there was.
Yeah.
And your shoulder blades would hurt because you'd hit and you'd crash. And everyone was like, you know, you're bruised.
Your rear ends you, you get whiplash. And you're, even though you're not supposed to do that, but they had these big steel bumpers on them.
And then you'd get close and you'd be like,
that's
great.
That's summer.
That was summer. Guess what? I
Lake
don't
of the
remember.
Ozarks, you guys.
My parents being there. I think they were like, you guys walk a block or a mile or two to the old go-karts.
You spent time in the car driving here. You find your own thing to do.
But they would give me money to go like, just to leave in general. Oh, I will give you, I will give you $10 just to go hang out with the guy in the Datsun for 2 hours. Just give us 2 hours.
I remember being at like Wall Drug or the Corn Palace and being like, no, I got birthday money. I got $15 of birthday money. I want to spend seven of it on like a coin case that's got the little beads stuck to it, you know?
You're
like
still the same person. Finn just goes, Finn, out of nowhere. I don't even know where he heard about it. He goes, I know where we need to go on summer vacation. Because I've been trying to look for like inexpensive places with ocean, which is not easy to find.
Yeah.
And he goes, where'd you guys go? Where'd you go with all the water slides?
Oh, Wisconsin Dells.
Out of nowhere. He's like, I want to go to the Wisconsin Dells. And I'm like, hold on a second. That's my people. And it, usually if it's anywhere near where I'm from, you're like, if it's my idea, it's a bad idea. But he wants to spend like 8 days at the Wisconsin Dells, just going to as many water parks as he can. And I was like, is this a good idea or a great idea? Because that means those two would just be, I mean, they're 12 and 14. I can just let them go.
I don't know if you're watching our podcast on YouTube right now, but my face is doing something that I will not let you do. I did that. I don't want you to do that. Especially if it was like overcast and 4 days. By day four, we're like, well, what else are we going to do? Go to another sad water slide? I couldn't, Kristen, no. You need to go to like one of those sandals resorts that's
yes, with financially, that sounds great.
Okay, you know what else you could do? I had a friend just say this. They're going on a really cheap cruise out of Catalina on one of those boats, and they have
I've heard those are great. Yeah. I've heard those are
They're
great.
They're not crazy expensive because it's they got to fill up the cruise.
Cruises are having a minute.
I would do that.
I've been saying we got to get on one of those and do our show.
Yeah. Make that happen, cruise lady.
Somebody's got to work for a cruise line.
If there is a Vicky listening who hosts on the Lido deck, hire My Mom So Hard. We will be there in a heartbeat.
By the way, so will so many women. It would be so freaking fun. Yeah. Can you imagine?
We'd host a karaoke night.
Talk about sunburn. I'd be like orange. It would be great. I would tan so much that my skin would not know what color I am anymore. It would be like, let's just make you like pewter. Like, you're just going to be the weirdest color ever, because I would be outside having fun.
Yes.
Feeling loose, which having drinks.
What the summer is going to be all about for us. I do have to say about hair.
Yes.
Like, Delilah has really long hair. It's super thick. She's got my husband's hair.
She's got very thick hair.
It's like, If I had to like check her for bugs or something, I don't think
they're
I
in
could
there.
Get
it. It's fine.
I'm not worried about it, honestly. She's not itching, so it's
she's
fine.
Not itching.
But like, I keep telling her, she's like, "Oh, it's just a lot of work," and I'm like, "Yeah, that is why."
Well, that's long hair.
People cut their hair short, like
all the time.
You can say it's too much. Like we can do that. Otherwise, we have to get up and brush it. We have to kind of brush it before we go to bed. We got to put the stuff in it that keeps it from getting all knotted up. And we have to wash it every now and again.
Yeah.
But it's like, I kind of forget because it's so ingrained in us, like through the years, ladies, of growing up. But I have to like really just explain the facts of hair to her.
This is why I had a mullet, in case anybody saw my mom singing in her video. And that picture was in the background. And so many people caught it. It was only half.
Yeah.
But that is why my mom's like, I'm not dealing with you with hair. Evidently, that was the way to go back then. I was like, we could have left a little length. We could have made it so I could put a beret in it. But this is, now I have to wear like a ball cap backwards and just make everybody think
she's
it's
lucky.
Pride Month.
I'll never do that.
Yeah.
It is Pride Month.
It is Pride Month.
Happy
and I'm
Pride
so happy.
To all who
happy,
celebrate.
Happy Pride Month.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Speaking of pride, I have to say...
Oh, you guys, is this where it happens? Kristen?
Oh, man. I was like, Is this where I tell everybody I'm a lesbian? Look how excited I got. I was like, who would I'm gay with?
I'm going to move on to my second drink.
Go to your second drink.
I haven't finished the first one. No, we're not testing.
God, can you imagine if we just barreled through all these? By the end, we'd have our shirts off.
I can't imagine. Maybe I am gay. Actually, Kristen's the only one that can't imagine because I'm sure she's seen it before.
Not ever.
This one, the second one, is called a Bikini Bellini.
Ooh.
Never had it before.
Bikini Bellini.
Yeah, just saw the... Kind of like it, Mike. Is it too sweet for you?
It's the extra stuff floating on top.
I over muddled it, you guys. It said, I think I didn't muddle it enough as part of the, maybe it needs a straw.
Well, the muddle-
it's basil, cucumber, pineapple, champagne, pineapple juice.
It's delicious.
You don't like this one. I like this one.
There might be a lot going on.
Is basil close to cilantro for you? Is it in that world? Because she's not a cilantro person.
If you put cilantro in a drink, I would just feel like everything's broken in the world. I don't know why anybody would do that. That is not
I've never heard of that.
Maybe basil in a drink's good. No, I love basil. Okay. I do have to say real quick, one big thing that happened in the last week is that Finn graduated from eighth grade. And I, you know, I remember like there was like a ceremony when we were growing up. There was like a, we always called it programs. You have a music program, you have a program. And so like you had an eighth grade program. So we would go to the gym, everybody get their, but it wasn't like a big to do. I remember I did wear a fun culotte.
Sure, you did. There was nothing else
illegal.
Junior high. Used to be 7th, 8th, 9th
when I went. That's weird. And now it's 6th, 7th, 8th?
And then 9th grade class was, ours was the first one to go right to high school.
Yeah.
So it was like there was a 9th grade graduation, but then nothing
for us, that seems weird to me.
Yeah.
It's not normally it's 6th, 7th, 8th just in American schools, but I like the 10th, 11th, 12th being in its own school. That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But I will say, so we... Everybody knows in May you have to go to a lot of events about
lots
the thing that they did and the awards they get. And you're like, okay.
The prom,
and
the awards,
my
the
son goes to a school that's kind of far away from us. It's a weird thing in LA. It's just like, it's a bus ride, but it's significant. And we did it for 3 years and I was really proud and I really like the school and it's a Catholic school. And I think, you know, I didn't mind that they made him go to mass a lot. Whereas my daughter's going to a Catholic school and they've gone to mass twice. Like, Finn is, like, just infuriated. And let me tell you, mass is mass. Because how do I know? Because they had a mass before the graduation. And I'm sitting there like, okay, I've got my mom with me. And we're day four at this point. And I love my mother. She is an awesome lady. She's a lot of fun. But day four is always stressful.
Always. Family, fish and family. Day
four. I know.
Four.
Day four, they start to stink. And day four... A lot of notes, a lot of questions about our itinerary, about our schedule. I am emotional because of Finn graduating. So things are stressful. We get Finn to graduation. I'm trying to have freaking sentimental moments and he is annoyed that he has to wear a belt. So he keeps trying to slink away from me. And I'm like, let me put your belt on. And then smiling for pictures like I'm a true psychopath. So we go to the commencement. And I kind of keep it together the whole time because the commencement was a bit of a disaster, I think. But when you think of commencements in general, I don't think anybody's like, boy, I went to a great graduation. It was so short and fun. And the speakers were amazing.
Yeah,
and
it's not all Kurt Vonnegut giving the
No, you're like, God,
speech.
And Finn's an S in the
It's a long,
alpha. These kids just kept... Going and going
listen,
and going.
Listen, Bakers, you're not leaving. You're not planning to stay in, okay?
The last kid's name was Zhang, and everyone applauded. And it's because he was the last one. I was like, you got to give it to that kid for having a Z name.
At the end,
God, no, during.
During,
they would do
that,
like the boom, and like I'm sitting there with like, you know, my arms crossed because I'm annoyed because this girl keeps talking on her phone, whatever. The graduation
I will say I graduated high school with a lot of Samoans because
they're
grew up in a
it.
Military town. They're bringing it. Everybody's dressed up. They're celebrating like it is a wedding.
We did it like real White Valley people. We just whistled in
Golf
a rude
clapped.
Way. No, not that. We're not that classy. My mom was like, woo, woo. Like doing finger, the Terry whistle,
doing the Arsenio Hall from the
Then you hear Eleanor, who's recording, which is great. New deal that I can tell my kid to go record this. Yeah. I'm like, I've got a little running DP. Right. She goes to the front and she like marches to the front, and Finn crosses the stage and she's like got that high pitch like cartoon voice, and she's like, "Yeah, Finn!" Aww. And he just was beaming. He was so happy.
What do they give them for eighth grade? Like they just shake hands, or is there like
there is a thing, and then they get the certificate later. So they get the the leather bound.
Just to make sure they don't backflip on the stage.
Yeah, or in case we didn't finish tuition bills, they're like, before you leave.
Oh, there's one matter of finance that we need to settle.
Outstanding balance. So Finn, he's wearing a cap and gown, which in my head, I thought I was going to be a mess. I wasn't, because in part of me, I was like, well, this isn't from high school. This is from
middle school. That's got to be the one, because you're like, oh, you can kind of like leave the house now. Yeah.
Yeah, and he can't. So I felt okay. Yeah. And then, but I think the part that I was the most sentimental.
We're going to wake up and we're both going to be crabby at each other. It's not a real romantic moment. Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
The thing I liked the most is that we went back to our house, and our neighbor Astrid and her husband Chris and their son Charlie and daughter Harper, they are our neighbors. We've known them since we've moved into the neighborhood, and we've grown up. The kids have grown up together. I was like, Charlie's like, 6'10"? He's so tall.
Yeah.
And to see him go from a little boy to this like young man, and Finn the same, is like, that was really special. And just, it was easy. We ate pizza, we had cake, and it was done in 45 minutes. I was like, sweet deal. I still had not been very emotional at all.
Yeah.
And I didn't get emotional. It's so funny.
Shut up.
Come on. I didn't get emotional until a couple days later. Finn was sleeping.
Cut this onion underneath her just so she can help her get it.
I'm going to drink your bikini banana and I'm going to forget about my worries. And I went into Finn's room, and I had kind of, worked it through in my head that he was done with middle school. And I was like, it kind of went okay. Like highs and lows, but not anything catastrophic. And as a parent,
it's
middle
three
school,
years. You kind of just like grit your teeth and you're through it.
Yeah. But I was like, okay. Like, he came out with good grades. I'm really proud of him. I like who he is. We're working on some stuff, as we all do. But overall, it was a good time. And he was laying in bed, and he was, we sleep the same. We do this weird arm extension thing, and he was kind of had his mouth open a little bit, and I saw that he had a little bit of chapped lips. So I found Carmex, and I put it on his little mouth, and I remember being like, oh, I used to do this for you when you were like two.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm going to do this for him forever. And I don't care. There was something about that just shrunk him to like a little baby that made me feel like time is just barreling by.
Yeah.
And it was weird that's what tripped me up. And then I was like by myself and emotional, and then it was kind of good. I think the next day I woke up and I was like, all right, we're on to this next thing. He's going to go to high school now.
Well, kids in specific, because they come up in my memories as much as my own kids.
Speaking of coming out, if somebody finds my phone, they're going to think I'm married to you and that it's going great.
Totally.
They're going to look at Colin like he's the sperm donor. They're
smiling and all these.
Yeah,
I
you're
know.
So happy.
But, you get those like, here's your memories,
I know.
On your feet. So I got to tell you really funny story about that too, but they come up all the time and I'm like, oh, these guys, they look the same. Like, I think you notice gradual changes in them. You see them every day, but because I only see them like once every 2 weeks or once a week or something like that, or sometimes once a month, depending on how busy everybody is, that I'm like, they still have their baby faces. Like, this
for
is
sure.
What
Finn does for sure.
Finn, in his graduation picture that you posted, I go, that's a newborn baby face. He's looked exactly the same since he was born.
Yeah. And I think I feel really lucky that like, I feel like he's a late bloomer. So I'm like, oh, his face, his skin is still sweet.
I think
he's not
always,
rocking like an eighth grade mess.
Like Kristen, your husband probably looks exactly the same, but with a lot of facial hair.
I know, but like, we don't want Colin to shave because the kids hate it and he looks like a giant baby.
Oh, you can't. Known with a beard, you are going to have to die with a beard. Because
you can't intimidate anybody if you have a little tiny mouth and a round face.
Never noticed what a soft chin a man has until he shaves his beard, right?
That's what Colin does. He shaves. He makes it so it looks like a really strong.
Like a, yeah. You know what you're doing there.
Yeah, I'm like, it's fair. You're burly in your own way, but you're a big, soft baby when it comes to it. Yeah. But
he's doing like the anime cut on his facial hair when he trims it down. But
it's 100% true.
I can see that because I look at Eleanor and I'm like, that's exactly what she looked like when she was a baby.
I know.
I feel like Delilah specifically looks nothing like she looked like when she was a baby, except her nose, which is the thing that gets me when I'm putting her to bed.
It's this right here. Yeah. It's her little triangle in the middle of her face, but she does look very different. Her baby photos are just such a baby. And then there's toddler her. And from toddler up, it was Delilah. But toddler, baby to
she
toddler.
She was very light blonde too. And now her hair's getting darker. So she's like, she's different. And I have to like remind myself when I'm frustrated because we're going through the, you know.
I mean, why? Because
preteen. What? I'm like,
what? Frustration. I've never felt that emotion
such
before. Everything's
just
great.
Her eyeline is taller. Her eyeline is higher up than mine is at this point because I'm very short and she has her dad's genetics. But I'm like, oh, you're still a baby. You're still kind of a baby.
Yeah.
She's going to be 10 this summer, but.
They're still babies. It is. So in terms of them getting bigger, Finn Sweeney is...
She's got her arms crossed. Come on. Okay, I'm going to get her to cry this episode.
No, I kind of did cry. That's as much as I want to do because I don't want to deal with feeling emotional all day. I do have a funny Finn story that is so typically Finn that you will get it. So as now he's 14. I mean, I don't want to brag, but at 14... I had summer jobs were normal for us. You could get a summer job. I remember I babysat should not have when I was 11 for the whole summer. Yeah. When, by 14, I was detasseling.
I was like, I think I could move out. I was probably be okay.
I know how to make some of my own food. I really nobody was making sure I had lunch. My son every now and then, cause right now he's home from school. He's like, are you going to make me lunch? And my first instinct was like, yep, I've got to make him lunch. And then I'm like, hold on a second. You have the internet and food in the fridge and I have a job and you can make yourself lunch.
Right.
Just like you can walk the dog and pick up dog poop and load the dishwasher. Okay. Hey, man, listen, it's helpful. Okay, try a third. Okay, we have a third drink. I'm going to, before I tell this story, because this is a real doozy.
This is a pink
cup. This looks like, ooh. These were at your wedding.
There's muddling. Yeah. Uh-oh. Some of the muddling go right. It needs a straw. Damn it.
But this is like your wedding drink.
Pimm's cup. Pimm's is like
what's the red stuff? Pimm's?
It's just muddled strawberry. Pimm's kind of has a brown color to it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's supposed to settle your stomach, you guys, so you have an excuse to have one. It's got cucumber and mint.
It's delicious.
Strawberries.
You muddled more on this one.
I had
this one tastes like I'm eating pieces of celery.
I used a chopper. I did on
I
that one.
I knew it.
Couldn't find. I was in a hurry.
I was watching her on the cutting board, and I was like, I don't know what she's chopping.
I was in a hurry. I had these big plans.
If you're making drinks, you shouldn't be chopping.
I was going to bring my little summer drink cart out with everything, but I just didn't have time to get it all together. So
this is. Yeah, I would just be aggressively shaking everything.
In reality, if you come to my house in the summer, it's probably going to come from a can. It's just going to be a...
Whatever. Jen's always got 45,000 options for drinks. And I'm always like, I Aunt Mary Lewitt, which is my aunt who... She's like, God helps those who help themselves. And she had like a kegerator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
kegerator.
Yeah.
You know what? That would be a fun thing to get.
It's fun. It's for alcoholics, but it's fun. I was gone from 8 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And I go, Finn, I am so sorry, but you are going to be by yourself today. You can go over and see your friend Charlie if you want, but got to make yourself lunch. And he's like, I got it covered. I was like, that is a lot of confidence and you've never been okay with this. So we leave. I come back. He has been home for 4 hours. He is sweating like I've never seen. Like his hair is and the kitchen is destroyed. But I'm not mad. Cause I'm like, okay, he's working on something. So then he tells the story. God, I wish he was here to tell the story. So he looks at me and he's got wonder in his eyes. And he's like, Mom, I took my graduation money and I decided that I wanted to make crepes. So he goes,
second only in difficulty to souffles. Thank you.
And he goes, I really wanted crepes. So I took my graduation money. He didn't get very much, but he had like $60. And he's like,
hold on, I slid him a
favor. But that's in my bag and maybe in my wallet. It doesn't matter. I have a lot of IOUs for those kids. I'm like, give me your Starbucks card. We know that I'm going to be one in the drive thru.
Yep.
So he goes, I wanted to make crepes. And I'm like, okay. And that drink just hit me a little bit. Mm. And so he tells me he got on his bike and he went to our grocery store, not a corner store, grocery store, which is 8 blocks away on kind of the biggest street of Los Angeles, which is Ventura Boulevard.
I got to apologize for how surprised I was right there because I did the math. Eight blocks. It is busy. It is a busy...
Because he didn't cut through the neighborhood. He went on Ventura Boulevard from where we live to Ralph's.
Yeah.
On
his
bike.
That's it. But city living is different because I remember riding 8 blocks to get to the highway to ride my bike.
This is like city blocks.
Okay.
It's at least a mile. Let me put it that way.
Yep.
So it gets better. So he goes on his bike. He's got his helmet and he rides his bike to Ralph's. I'm already freaking out at this point, right?
Yeah.
And he tells me he gets to Ralph's and he buys some groceries. Or he buys things to make crepes. But then he's there and he starts to, you know, really enjoy the grocery store and he picks up a couple extra things that he might need. And I'm like, what? And he goes, well, by the end, I had 4 bags full of groceries because but then he couldn't ride his bike home.
Yeah.
So he puts the groceries in a grocery cart and he pushes that cart home 8 city blocks on Ventura Boulevard. But everybody thinks he stole the cart.
The wheels didn't lock up? Yeah.
No, I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe he was sparking the whole way. So he pushes this cart full of groceries all the way home. He goes, people kept yelling at me. I go, what were they saying? They were like, you're not supposed to take the cart. He gets all the way home.
I'm bringing it back.
He unloads the groceries and he takes the cart back because his bike is locked up. So he takes 8 city blocks back, pushing an empty cart. The neighborhood is ablaze. They are all this neighborhood that can be a little bit snotty. Sometimes our neighborhood, a couple blocks over, they're all like standing outside on their thing going, you know, you're not supposed to take the carts home. And they know his name. They're like, Finn, you're not supposed to. And he's like, I'm taking it back. Takes it back, gets his bike, comes back, tries to make a crepe. It does not go well.
Wow.
It looks like flour has exploded in our kitchen. This kid looked like he had worked like an 8-hour shift.
Well, he did.
He did.
Like, walked the entire city. That's going to make
you
sweat.
And you know what he can do now? He can make a crepe.
That's amazing.
And you want to know what I was so proud of is that he took the cart back. I don't give a shit about the crepes.
I know. Yeah.
I don't care about. So cut
to. He problem solved, even though it was hard.
He did it. And he did the right thing. He knew he couldn't take. He could have put the cart by the street and I would have never known. Right?
Yeah.
Which I know a lot of adults that would have done that. He walked that shit back.
I feel like you would have figured it out. You would have asked a lot of questions and been
I would have taken that sucker back. Are you kidding? I always think God's watching. It's like a big Ring app.
No, I know, but I feel like if he would have ditched it like on the corner,
I would have absolutely
whatever,
found
be
out.
Like, how'd you get all these groceries? You would have figured it. I'd never
100% I would have figured it out. I would have been like, there are holes in this story, sir.
I know.
I know that you can't balance on a bike, and I know where is the bike? So he went and got his bike, comes back. Later on that night, I am having much needed kettle tonics with my mother because we were day five and things are
ooh,
things are tricky.
We take you to the airport 24 hours early.
In her defense, she's always trying to help. So she works really hard. And I was like, can we just chill?
Yeah.
So we have a couple drinks together and I make a cheese board and I make brie and meat and crackers on the board. And all of a sudden I hear Finn coming in and he goes, hold on. Are you guys eating the brie that I bought from the grocery store?
You are kidding me.
This guy.
He brought brie. Is he
bought brie.
Well, he's taking French, you guys. So
he's
some of this is coming together
he
in my mind.
He loves brie.
But I do remember us being on the road.
I know.
And he was upset that he had to buy milk with his own money. And he was acting like he was paying all the family's bills
he
or
goes,
something.
He goes, I'm really tired of keeping this family afloat. I was like, you've bought one carton of milk in your life. You are not keeping this family afloat.
Put this in your long-term memory,
bro. Put this in your long-term memory. I'm going to take that ball from inside out, and I'm going to shift it.
Kids are so cheap.
Cheap.
One of the last places that we went on tour, Michelle goes like she'll go to like a Goodwill or something like that in like the town, and she found this little cute jar that said Dash on it, which is crazy.
Yeah, so,
so I was like, this is perfect because I know my son's got a lot of gift cards and I don't like them like floating around his desk.
No, you want to use them.
Use them or put them in something, but I know his genetics. Like I remember my dad, you'd go like open his glove box and it was like
Circuit City, Blockbuster, Sears,
Radio Shack, everything that's out of business for the last 14 years. He never used them. I don't know. He's like hoarding them.
But it was such a
them.
Cool thing to find those.
So funny. But so he's got all of these gift cards, and I went through, took them apart, like took them off the thing,
put
so that
the
they
thing.
Would fit in the. He has damn near $400 or $500 worth of gift cards from his birthday, from Christmas, and I think some are from his birthday
prior,
because he. I'm like, I gotta stop spending money on you because
go
you're
in
the one
into
with
the cookie
the,
jar, baby.
You're the one with all the money. Yeah, like I, it's crazy. It's just
when it is
there.
Their money, it is a different game. Oh, okay. I'm
going to start stealing it. I don't think he'll notice.
Oh,
I
say steal so fast and give re-gift. What are you talking about? Don't throw the backs away.
You
got to re-gift
like
them.
Taking all the Amazon cards
out
of there and being like, okay,
school supplies.
Let me show you all the Hunger Games books. They're not cheap, by the way.
No.
That I have on your Amazon. So.
And Eleanor. Nobody gets more frugal than that girl. And I'm like, but we can just willy-nilly walk through Sephora and you're like, like no big deal.
Add to cart.
Yeah. We go. So she got a Pink Palm Puff hoodie, which they are expensive, but she earned it. So I got one for her, but I got two sizes because I wanted to make sure it fits and that she can wear it for
and
a long time.
The plan was to send one back.
The plan was to send one back. And I literally had it all printed out and ready to go. I told my husband, all you got to do is drop this off at the post office. And he didn't. And so I literally emailed that brand 18 times, like, can I please return it? It's past the date, but I don't need a second Pink Pom Puff hoodie. So guess who is wearing Pink Pom Puff hoodie all the time now? Because I don't return it. Cut to, Eleanor gets a pretty healthy present from her grandma on Colin's side. And she wants to buy these Pink Palm Puff pajamas. I am not happy about it, but she goes, okay. So she gets the money and she wants to buy them. We buy them. They are the wrong size. I go, Eleanor, we are not keeping something that doesn't fit. We're going to return them and do them the right way. And she goes, yeah, but you know, you don't have a very good track record with returning things.
Whoa.
And I go, hold on. She goes, I mean, is there a way
back
that you can tell me if I got my money back? Because I just need to know. Like, I really...
Your legs ain't broke. You've been walking down to the post office, too. Your brother walked 48 blocks the other day just trying to make a crepe for himself. So you got take Mo and Fo and drop it off yourself. Dang it.
I was so annoyed. I was like, how quickly everybody becomes so frugal when it is their own dinero.
Yeah. That's... My husband's like, oh, I think I have dry cleaning. I'm like, you've got a car.
Yeah.
And a credit card.
Go get it. Go get it. I know there comes a point when your kids get big enough when you literally like, and you're like,
yeah,
do it yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Like if all of the, I need like a real Karate Kid moment where I'm like, wax on, wax off, baby girl. Like we've been, there is no reason that I was like, okay, this is a teachable moment. There's no reason you can't get in the email and find that return slip and help me out while I'm on the road. Like, you can help me with this. And by the way, I didn't screw it up. Your dad did.
Yeah. Okay? I think about the Karate Kid a lot more than I would like to admit because
I do
feel
all the time.
Like all those like wax on, wax off things that he did. Like,
it's a metaphor for parenting.
Dash is really working hard on his like getting a three-pointer, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's legs. It's not arms because human arms aren't that strong until you're a grown-ass person.
Yep.
But like you got to use your legs. And so I make him move furniture or I make him like do something in the garden for me. And I'm like, hey, this will help you.
Well,
with
at least
your three
you have
points.
A real nice motivation. I'm like, you owe me. That's what I look at my kid. I'm like, I have put in sweat equity into this situation, and now that you can bend down and pick up dog poop, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you can, it's, you know, earn your keep. And, like, I'm like, do you want me to line item, like, show you all the things we spend on? And I am becoming my mother, which was, do you know how much, you know, that whole thing.
I will say Delilah does believe we are a part of the Murdoch family.
Oh,
she
sure.
She thinks we drink a lot of very fine champagnes. But Dash, and this is, it comes from my husband. He's like,
Yeah.
New slides. How much are they? 19.
My kids will say, can we afford that? And I'm like, hold on.
At this point, yes, but I can't promise you anything. So you better cash in,
man. I did have to put my foot down a lot. Look at me. I don't think I'm a tight ass. I think I'm just going to pick and choose the things we spend money on. I mean, yeah. I got her the pink pom pom sweatshirt. It's expensive. But like the other day, she's
I had to get her one of those because I got her the cheapy one.
Everybody got the cheapy one and it was really good.
Yeah, but somebody spilled the beans.
I know.
She was like,
shut it.
I know. Shut it. So I had to get her. I got her a real one for Easter. Send us some pink pom puff.
Oh my God. I'm going to be wearing it.
Yeah.
I promise.
Send us the pajamas because they are expensive.
They are expensive. And I'm like, they're like, are you an influencer? And I'm like, well, not the kind you're looking for, but
yeah.
I think we have a lot of influence and we'll influence ourselves into the Amazon version if you don't.
Yeah. Aren't all moms influencers?
Thank you.
At least to their children in some way.
God. Yeah. Hey, Jenny, these drinks are really yummy.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers.
I'll post these recipes. I found them in a Delish online article and then also a Good Housekeeping, which the Good Housekeeping one had
good
a lot
God.
Of like.
You just went back in time and you're wearing leopard pants. Like, where are we?
Which part?
I love that you just quoted Good Housekeeping and you're wearing this. It's like,
let me let me get into my Pontiac Fiero and drive to the Kroger and get some Virginia Slims.
On the way to the program, I'm going to smoke them. And then I'm going to go in and see my kid graduate from eighth grade. What kind of bullshit?
Clearly at age 5 or 6, I locked in on a type of woman I want to be.
Yeah.
And I'm still
Barbara's
gunning for
furious.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Call the good time, Barb. Found this in one of our inboxes.
Shit. We're the worst.
From KDS.
2018?
No. It's from yesterday.
Okay,
It's from last night, I believe. And it's from KDS. Hey! This is totally random, but my husband, Cruz, sold a car to Kristen's mom at Zellner Ford in Beatrice. And he asked me tonight, have you heard of the comedians I mom so hard? And I almost fell off my chair. Small world. So I need to explain what happened here, which is that Kristen's mom, Terry... drove from Lincoln to did she sell her
you know that was the main highlight. Okay
she's
did she get the new car?
She got a new car. Yes, thanks for letting us know, Katie. She Cruz sold it to her. It's Ford.
It's a Ford Edge. I know. Okay. I know all about it.
Okay,
it has been the headline of Terry and Dewey's whole thing.
Yeah.
They were trying to sell it while she was here, and it was like they were buying the newest stock on the stock exchange. And she would take calls, and she'd be like, "Well, what are they offering? And are they going to come with a cashier's check? Okay, but let's make sure they move on this." And Dewey's on the other end, like showing the car, like it was.
Go ahead, kick the tires. Yeah, what's it going to have to do to get you to drive away in this Ford?
Jen,
Edge
I don't want
to
sell you on this. The car will sell itself. Sit in it. You know what it is? It's comfortable. And you know what it says? It's you. It's just
take it home for a day. You won't want to bring her back.
Let me put the dealer plates on it.
Yeah.
It's magnet on the back.
Just get a copy of your license and we're good
to go. I don't even need that. Dewey Hensley
Auto. I was surprised that she put it on the market and then came out to visit because that's a lot to manage.
She was kicking those. She was delegating a lot to Dewey while on the vacation. You guys, it was...
Sell. Okay.
It sold.
So it sold. Great.
It was in perfect
condition.
And here's what I
had
need
a hand cross stitch pillow in the back seat of 100%. It too. Yep.
This car was clean. I literally shared it on my Facebook because I was like, that's a good deal. But here's what I think is hilarious. At some point, my mom dropped our name because how would the
guy.
Oh, she
did 100%.
Yeah, because how would the guy selling it?
Well,
most likely, he's not, I mean, listen, I love it, but how do you make the connection between my mom? You know, she walked in there and she's like, do you want to know who my daughter is? Which
yes.
is my favorite thing about
Which
my mom.
I love it too. No, she is very proud of you because we got a message
she's
from a woman
proud of us.
Who was in Home Depot And she made eye contact with a woman. I guess it was too long. They smiled at each other, and the woman approached her, and she goes, "Yes, I am Kristen's mom." Which I
know
just
sometimes
love it.
This can't work out. I know there's had to be a couple times where they're like, "I don't know who that is."
Well, then we hear the successes.
Oh, God.
Pretty,
it makes me laugh really
it's
hard.
It's delightful. I love it so
she's
much.
She's so proud of us. Yeah.
Because, like, and then we're proud of Cruz. Great salesperson.
Hey, Cruz.
You made it through
yeah,
Dewey
listen,
and Terry.
Dewey.
We know they
lifetime.
Really put the thumb screws to you on that.
Don't get them started on the Ford Edge being discontinued. There will be, that is an hour long. We could podcast about that and you'll just be like, Jesus, they have a lot of conversation, like a lot of opinions about the Ford Edge. Great car. I had one with some.
That's
cheers to Dewey and Terry getting a new car that we just found out about.
That's right. Thank you for that message, Katie and Cruz. Thanks for taking care of Dewey and Terry.
I wonder if they dropped it. My mom's like, I'll give you tickets if you...
You know, yep.
You know.
That's
you want her phone number?
Katie and Cruz is a real memorable couple. So when next time we roll through town, I know there's going to
we'll
be tickets.
We'll give you tickets. Yeah. She'll be like, I've got some for the comp list. it's the whole Cruz family. I don't know if you can swing 18 tickets. That's happened before. Yeah. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Happy summer. We're in it.
Pioneer.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.